As I was preparing this message and I was praying, I sensed God indicating that in this message, He wants us to know just how much He has for us if we'll spend time with Him. That when He invites us to spend time with Him every day, face-to-face kind of time, He wants to do something life-changing in our lives. He wants to add such great value in our lives in ways that we can't even imagine, like He did with Zacchaeus. He went to his house face-to-face time, and everything changed. So today, that's what I want to zero in on. God offers us so much if we'll spend time with Him. So we've been talking about the slow lifestyle, the S-L-O lifestyle. Surrender, say it with me, surrender, listen, and obey, and we do it together. Our memory verse for February, let's say it together. Ephesians 6:18, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Ephesians 6:18. And we'll talk more specifically about that verse next week. So as we've been talking about listening, the surrender part we talk a lot about. It's about understanding what God wants us to let go of and allow Him to work in our lives. And the obedience part is pretty straightforward. Once you hear, you do what He tells you to do. But the listening part is a skill that has to be developed. And so we spent a couple of weeks talking about this so far. A couple of weeks ago, we said that God talks to us when we pray like Samuel did. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And so that's why we're saying during this Lent period, ask God, Lord, what is it you want to say? Last week, we talked about constant conversation with God at that second level of listening, moment by moment, checking in. We talked about, I gave the picture of Brody looking to his dad for the answers. We had several clips by Michael Jr. where he talked about listening in the gaps between one step and the next step. And so I was going to go with in a different direction with this message, but as I was praying and just trying to figure it out, I felt like God wanted to remind us of how important it is to have a daily face-to-face time with Him. That constant communication, that interaction with Him, that moment-by-moment listening, the ability to hear Him and stay aligned with Him has to have the foundation of face-to-face time with Him when we give Him our full concentration. I put it in your outline, I believe. So very much relies on time with God. It is the one and only way to align with God who turns our sight in our lives, turns our sight and helps us to live our lives with right side up power. So very much relies upon that time. And so in the American Protestant Church, we call it a lot of different things. We call it a quiet time with God. We call it a devotional time with God. We call it an appointment with God. It comes down to spending time with God every day, face to face, as a foundation, as an anchor, as a connection point, so that as we go throughout the rest of our day, we're in tune with Him. I found this true account some time ago. It says, experts are warning about the risks of extreme fussy eating after a teenager developed permanent sight loss after living on a diet of chips and crisps. This is a British account. Does anybody know what a crisp is? Potato chip. And everybody know what a chip is?
Fries.
So French fries, potato chips. Eye doctors in Bristol cared for the 17-year-old after his vision had deteriorated to the point of blindness. Since leaving primary school, the teen had been eating only French fries, Pringles, and white bread, as well as an occasional slice of ham or a sausage. Tests revealed he had severe vitamin deficiencies and malnutrition damage. The adolescent, who cannot be named, had seen his general physician at age 14 because he'd been feeling tired and unwell. Anybody want to say, duh? At that time, he was diagnosed with vitamin B12 deficiency and put on supplements, but he did not stick with the treatment or improve his poor diet. 3 years later, he was taken to the Bristol Eye Hospital because of progressive sight loss. The doctor who treated him said at the hospital his diet was essentially a portion of French fries from the local fish and chip shop every day. He also used to snack on potato chips, specifically Pringles, which I'm not even sure those are really potato chips, and sometimes slices of white bread, which has nothing in it, and occasional slices of ham and not really any fruit or vegetables. He explained that this as an aversion to certain textures of food that he really could not tolerate, and so chips and crisps were the only types of food that he wanted and felt that he could eat. And at this point, I'm reading the story going, where are his parents? Right? Anybody else going, I don't care if you want to eat it or not. Let's see. So they rechecked the young man's vitamin levels and found that he was low on B12 as well as other important vitamins and minerals. He was not over or underweight. I'll catch this for a minute. He's losing his sight because of his diet, but he looks healthy. He's not underweight. He's not overweight. He looks normal. In terms of his sight loss, he met the criteria for being registered blind. He has blind spots right in the middle of his vision, the doctor said. That means he can't drive and would find it really difficult to read, watch TV, or discern faces. He can walk around on his own, though, because he's got peripheral vision. So here's a person who is eating every day, and he looks on the outside healthy. He looks normal. You wouldn't be able to tell any difference. But he's essentially killing himself because he's eating, but he's not eating what he really needs. And when I read that story, it crossed my mind. Is it possible that we as Christians look okay, but we don't have the right set up living kind of sight that we need to see life. So we're seeing life upside down or hardly at all. And we don't have the energy that we need. We don't have the focus we need, and we don't have the ability to function the way that we need to. Is it possible that we are not having the spiritual meal to begin our day that gives us the ability to live the way that we really want to live? So my challenge to you during this Lent season is to spend time with God every day in a face-to-face conversation, taking in a whole kind of spiritual diet so that you are healthy. Here's some realities about spending time with God. And let me say this before we get to that. So understand, the context is a loving heavenly Father who loves spending time with you and wants to pour out on you and wants you to have the life that you want to have. And so every time he tells you to spend time with him, he's telling you because he knows it's what's best for you, not because he's demanding or pointing his finger or scolding you or telling you you have to do something religious. It's in the context of relationship. This loving heavenly God who sent Jesus all the way from heaven to die in your place as we celebrated communion. It's this loving Jesus who saw Zacchaeus up in that tree and knows he's a tax collector who cheats people and nobody likes him and he's been mean and nasty. And he looks up and he loves him and he says, come down and look, spend time with me and we'll talk about it. And his life is transformed. It's a loving heavenly Father who desires so much for you to be with him because he has so much good for you. That's the context. That's the picture of what we're talking about. But the devil tries to convince us that it's a chore to spend time with God. That I don't have time to spend time with God. That if I do spend time with God, it's not going to really be of any benefit. Is it possible that even if you are a follower of Christ, that your diet, your spiritual diet is so lean that maybe you're going spiritually blind and you don't even realize it. Or you're spiritually weak and you can't do the things that you want. That the abundant life that God promises you is not there. So I want to challenge you to make a commitment today to spend face-to-face time with God every single day. This loving Heavenly Dad, so that you will experience the life that He has for you. Having said that, the reality is the more that you spend time in a dedicated face-to-face time with God, as a child of your loving Heavenly Father, the more you experience God, and thus the better you know Him. The more you experience Him, and the better you know Him. And so, as you spend time with God, and we'll talk about how to do that in a moment, but just the more you spend time with Him through His Word and praying and listening and reading devotional books, the more you get to know Him. John 10:10, the thief, the devil, comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. With all of his lies, he's trying to keep you away from God. But Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. I want you to have that abundant life. But you can't have it unless you spend time with me. You spend time and dedicated face-to-face time with God as a child of your loving Heavenly Dad, the more satisfying the relationship with God becomes. The more satisfied, so the more time you spend together, the more satisfying the relationship. Don't you have friends in your life that you've had for a long time and you've gotten to know them well, and when you get together, it just immediately is enjoyable. And then you start telling the same stories that you've told, the times that you've shared together, and the things that you've been through, and the laughter that you share. That's the same with God, because it's in the context of this relationship. The more you spend time with Him, the more satisfying it is to be with Him. Also, the more you want to have time with Him. The more you spend time with the person that you really enjoy being around, the more you want to be with them. If you don't believe that, remember when you were a teenager and you were dating that person that you thought was perfect, that you were, you know, you just can't imagine your life without them. And I remember we lived out in the country, and I know this, for some of you, this is going to sound like a foreign novel or something, but we lived out in the country, and we had, what did they call it? It was our neighbors and us, we had the same phone line. Party line. See, all of you, do you hear all those old people speak up?